USA Radio News with John Hunt.
U.S. officials investigating the deadly attack by a Saudi aviation student at a naval air station in Florida are continuing to work to determine whether it was motivated by terrorism. An aviation student from Saudi Arabia opened fire in a classroom at the naval air station Pensacola yesterday morning, killing three people. The assault, which prompted a massive law enforcement response and base lockdown, ended when a sheriff's deputy killed the attacker. Eight people were hurt in the attack, including the two deputies. Florida U.S. Senator Rick Scott issued a scathing statement calling the shooting an act of terrorism, whether this individual was motivated by radical Islam or was simply medically unstable. Again, this is the second shooting at a naval base this week. A sailor whose submarine was docked at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, opened fire on three civilian employees on Wednesday, killing two before taking his own life. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wade Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
The president is challenging Congress on his potential impeachment. With that story, here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
Now, President Trump in a tweet saying, "I say if you are going to impeach me, do it now, fast, so I can have a fair trial in the Senate and so that our country can get back to business. We will have Schiff, the Bidens, Pelosi, and many more testify and will reveal for the first time how corrupt our system really is. I was elected to clean the swamp, and that's what I am doing," explanation point.
Two North Carolina towns have canceled their Christmas parades due to fears of unspecified threats of violence from groups who plan to protest the inclusion of Confederate groups. Wake Forest said in a statement that its downtown board of directors voted to cancel this year's parade due to the potential for violence. The neighboring city of Garner canceled its own parade a week earlier, citing concerns the event could be targeted for disruption. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Congress is nearing a deal on paid parental leave for federal employees. It's a significant development for government workers, but one that highlights the disparity with most American workers who still are not given paid leave. The agreement would give 2.1 million non-military federal workers 12 weeks of paid leave to care for a newborn or adopted child or to care for a family member. The bill would become the first time the federal government has guaranteed civilian employees access to paid parental leave. A New Jersey man accused of creating an online fundraiser for a homeless veteran to dupe donors out of hundreds of thousands of dollars pled guilty as part of a plea deal. Mark D'Amico's guilty plea for one count of misapplication of entrusted property brings the case against him, as well as his girlfriend and the homeless man, each of whom pled guilty earlier this year to state and federal charges in connection with the scam, closer to a resolution. D'Amico is expected to be sentenced next April and has agreed to 5 years in prison as part of the deal. D'Amico's plea means he's admitting to spending the more than $400,000, but not that he was behind the ruse, with girlfriend Kate McClure and the homeless man Johnny Bobbitt Jr. He still faces more serious federal charges of conspiracy to commit fraud and money laundering, but any sentence could be served concurrently under the plea agreement. Thanks for listening as we get your weekend underway. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.